A little historical perspective on food prices, next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When I told my 7-year-old daughter that chewing gum was only 5 cents a pack when I was her age, she replied, "You should have saved some." More than 2 decades later, we still laugh about that. The cost of food today is no laughing matter, yet food prices in some cases have not gone up as fast as other consumer goods. For example, Oklahoma State University Extension's Mark Johnson says the retail price of beef is up 355% since 1980.
How does that compare to some other popular products? Well, over the past 45 years, the price of diesel fuel has risen 391%. Coca-Cola is up about 535% in price over the last 45 years. A bag of Doritos is 5 times the price it was in 1980. And the price of a John Deere tractor is almost 1,200% higher than it was 45 years ago.
Johnson says beef customers recognize value.
Consumer demand remains outstanding for beef. We have more high-quality beef on the market than ever before, and it continues to offer a consistently satisfying eating experience, which is driving consumer demand.
My thanks to the OSU Extension television program SunUp for sharing Johnson's comments. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.